This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. A new recording from 67-year-old saxophonist Charles Lloyd finds the veteran sax player still vibrant, so says our still hip veteran music contributor David Was.
Tenor saxophonist Charles Lloyd has something that more dexterous jazz soloists lack. A voice, a sound as distinct as a fingerprint. While some may play more notes per bar and perhaps even swing harder, Lloyd has the kind of sound that is immediately identifiable. Coltrane had it, so did Sonny Rollins, ditto Miles Davis and Thelonious Monk. Lloyd's new album on ECM Records, Jumping the Creek, doesn't sound like the work of a 67-year-old veteran. Surrounding himself with a trio of younger vanguard musicians, Lloyd explores tonal and timbral territory that reveal his roots in an era that valued spiritual exploration over mere blowing. Born and raised in Memphis and sideman to the likes of Howlin' Wolf and B.B. King as a young player, he spoke in a blues-rooted language that the Aquarian Age hipsters responded to. As proof of Lloyd's appeal to more than jazz bows and bohos, his 1967 album, Forest Flower, recorded live at the Monterey Jazz Festival, was one of the first jazz albums to sell over a million copies. He shared the bill in those days at the Fillmore Auditorium with names like Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin, and was embraced by chemically altered teen rebels like myself, who dug not only his sound, but his hippie couture and ecstatic demeanor. I remember standing in front of a bathroom mirror for the better part of 3 hours one night, suffering through a bout of hallucinogenic panic and becalmed only by the sound of Forest Flower wafting its reassuring love vibe from the other room. As soon as it ended, I rushed to the turntable and furtively started it over again, probably about 10 times, and scratching it so badly in the process that I had to buy another copy the next day. No wonder it went platinum. By the early 70s, pop star jazz man Lloyd took his winnings and left the table, retiring to Big Sur like Kerouac and Henry Miller before him, eager to explore his innards and leaving his career ambitions well behind him. "Back then, I thought that my music could change the world," Lloyd said. "When I found out that I was wrong, I embarked upon a long journey of trying to change my character and transform myself." Charles Lloyd returned to music 2 decades later after what he calls a near-death experience stemming from an intestinal disorder. He has been a stalwart presence on concert stages here and in Europe ever since, and this is his 8th recording for ECM since coming out of hibernation. Equal parts R&B grit and serene spirituality, he is one of the jazz world's most proximate and expansive personalities, kind of the Allen Ginsberg of the tenor saxophone. "The personal becomes the universal," Lloyd once said, "and each time I play, it's another chance to tell the truth."
David Was is half of the musical duo Was Not Was and a contributing writer to this program. Charles Lloyd's new album is called Jumping the Creek. Day to Day returns in a moment. I'm Madeline Brand.